Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for coming tonight. I am so pleased to be able to welcome all of you to RTDNA's annual gala Edward R. Murrow Awards Dinner. Since 1971, in what has become one of the largest and most prestigious journalism competitions in the country, we have been honoring the very best in broadcast and now digital journalism and production.
And now for our second overall excellence award. In 2011, the Alabama Public Radio News team covered stories ranging from the Tuscaloosa tornadoes, the long-term impact of the Gulf oil spill, and the controversial Alabama immigration laws to lighter fare, such as a visit with a coon dog owner.
Alabama Public Radio News team working throughout the evening and into the morning today regarding getting you the latest information following yesterday's devastating tornadoes that struck throughout the state of Alabama.
The threat of looting has caused a double-edged challenge for local law officers. On the one hand, bad guys are breaking into homes. Anderson says on the other, you have armed homeowners with spray-painted signs on their lawns with slogans like, "You loot, we shoot."
At this time, we ask that you take a moment to remember the 43 individuals who lost their lives on April 27, as each name is read.
Alan Cruz had killed himself with a single gunshot. His body was found in the wheelhouse of the rookie. It was the first suicide linked to the Gulf oil spill.
French shrimp basket, that's going to be $8. Let me get it.
Would you like a drink?
It's been 6 months since Rosa Zerlot hung up her apron and the crowds at the Shrimp Festival moved on. The Gulf Coast is gearing up for this year's critical summer season, and there's a nagging question about the long-term health of the industry.
Just getting out there with nature and your dog, listening to them work a track up, and coming in on that tree.
Ow!
It's as good a time as any. Accepting for Alabama Public Radio, News Director Pat Duggins.